I was really thinking about this, that I would really like to ask this question, that do we really know what is it that we really want? It's extremely important to know that. What is it that I really want? That could determine everything about one's life. So when we begin to ask this question, that what is it that I really want? If we could really analyze that, we might find that we have answers like, what I really want is happiness. What I really want is peace of mind. What I really want is security, the sense of security. That's fine. That's very common. All of us do want these things. So once I identify what is it that I really want, then I ask myself the question, what do I do to get what I want? What do I really want? And what do I do to get what I want? I really want happiness. Okay. So what kind of happiness do I want? Do I want a momentary happiness? Do I want a long-lasting happiness? Or do I want happiness 24 into 7? And almost inevitably, everybody will say that what I want is happiness all the time. I want permanent happiness. What kind of peace of mind do I want? Do I just want it for a little while? No, I want it all the time. What kind of sense of security do I want? Do I want it just for a little while? Or do I want it all the time? And I find that I want it all the time. I want to feel good about myself all the time. And what do I find? I have many ideas about what will give me happiness. I have many ideas about what will give me the sense of peace. I have many ideas about what makes me feel secure. And so I do all kinds of things to go about securing my happiness, my peace, my sense of security. But what do I find? I find that no matter what I do, the happiness, the peace, the security that I want doesn't last. I'm back to the same old seeking self. I want this, I want that, I want it. I want, I want, I want. Why is this so? Generally, we seek whatever it is we want by doing some action or the other. And we assume that we want what we want is out there in the world, and we go chasing after it. We might get it even. It's okay. Yet the fact remains that any kind of arrangement that I'm able to manipulate or bring about, which gives me a certain joy, peace of mind, sense of security, a sense of well-being. It will last only as long as that external arrangement is there. And there is nothing which is there externally or even internally within this body or mind that lasts forever. And therefore, my sense of peace, my sense of happiness, my sense of security cannot last forever. The sense of the craving for happiness, the craving for peace, the craving for security, it is all centered on I. I feel unhappy. I feel insecure. I feel not peaceful. This sense of incompleteness, this sense of being a wanting person is centered on I. And so, surely the solution also needs to be centered on I. This is something that we all really need to think about and I think we should spend some time thinking about it. Om Tat Sat.